I ask you to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I had several people remark that last Sunday the sermon was very short, so I thought today I'd make up for it. So I brought a little snack. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. So that would be page 939 in your pew Bible, page 939. So if you'll take your pew Bible, turn to page 939 and stand with me. We're going to read this together. This is our last Sunday on this passage. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning in verse 16, page 939. So we do not lose heart. Even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure, because we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. Thank you so much. You can be seated. You know, one of the biggest industries in the world today involves health supplements. Products to help you gain weight, products to help you bulk up, products to help you lose weight. There is every kind of product imaginable. These vitamins and minerals are taken in an effort to better your health. And if you are into weightlifting, to help you accomplish your weight training goals. I came across an article in Fitness Magazine, and it listed the top 10 supplements that weight trainers purchase, and they are L-carnitine, zinc, multivitamins, fish oil, omega-3, glutamine, branched chain amino acids, whey protein, creatine, glucosamine, and chondroitin. So if you're not taking any of those, that explains why you're not bulking up. Some say that in the sites when you read about these supplements, that it makes it sound like if you just take this, this is all you need to do. So I brought along something. A couple mornings a week, I cook breakfast. So one day is cereal, and then the other day is protein shakes. So I brought along this box that Sherry buys at the vitamin shop, and I thought I would just read this to you so you'd all want to go out and just take a scoopful of whey protein and eat it. This is what it says. Whey Tech Pro 24, and I love the words, fuels your body with 24 grams of high-quality protein per serving. Add Whey Tech to your dietary and exercise regimen, and you'll be benefiting from an important combination of whey protein isolates, concentrates, and peptides. All are engineered to provide you with the building blocks needed to develop metabolically active lean muscle tissue. In addition, whey protein has a high biological value, and high concentration of the branched chain amino acids, and in parentheses, BCAAs, leucine, isoleucine, and valine. Research continues to show the benefit of BCAAs in muscle recovery and growth. I mean, why wouldn't you take that? I mean, just think, listen to the words they're using and all the things that it does for you. Regardless of whether you take supplements like whey protein or not, in order for your body to grow and to develop, you have to do something besides just take supplements. You have to exercise. And it's the same way with this inner being, this inner man that Paul is talking about in 2 Corinthians. This inner being, this eternal part of us, this spirit that is within us needs supplements that are specifically designed to strengthen, stabilize, and increase the endurance of your inner person, your inner spirit, your inner man. And so I thought real quickly this morning we'd look at three supplements that I would highly recommend, if they're not part of your spiritual diet, that they become part of your spiritual diet. The first one is this, the Bible. The Bible. Your inner man, your inner spirit, the Spirit of God living within you needs to be fed daily from the Word of God. I thought about it this morning. I woke up a little earlier than normal, and so about 5:45 I got up, and I thought, you know, I'll just spend this time reading and just praying and being quiet, leave Sherry alone. And I sat down, and within 10 minutes I started hearing this noise. It was my stomach growling. My stomach was saying to me, well, you're already up. Why not feed me something? And there's chocolate eclair pie in the refrigerator. That would be a good start to your morning. It's amazing how our inner man, this outer man, our body, sends us messages when it wants to be fed. And just like this body, in order for it to grow and sustain life, has to be fed, so it is with this inner man, this inner life within us. And the Bible is food for our inner man, our inner being. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3 says, He humbled you and let you be hungry, and fed you with manna which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that He might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Going on a little further, in the 119th Psalm, the 103rd verse, David wrote this, How sweet are your words to my taste, yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. In Jeremiah 15, verse 16, Jeremiah wrote, Your words were found, and I ate them, and your words became for me a joy and the delight of my heart. In the New Testament, Peter writes this in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, Like newborn babies, long for the pure milk of the word, so that by it you may grow in respect to salvation. And then the writer of Hebrews said this in the 5th chapter, the 14th verse, But solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil. If you and I do not feed ourselves daily from the Word of God and read the Word of God, a passage of Scripture, a chapter, a verse, whatever, if we're not feeding this inner man within us, Paul called him this spirit of man that's within us that is eternal, it cannot grow, it cannot develop. You cannot mature spiritually without eating from the Word of God. You know, we look to so many different sources before we go to the Word of God. If we want to know what our day is going to be, we look to the horoscope. If we want to find comfort, we find Dr. Phil. If we want to know something else, we look for Dr. Oz. If we want to, you know, if we need strength or whatever, we never, it's so rare that we think of, you know what, I'm going to go to the Bible. You know, rather than seeing what Dr. Oz says, I think I'll see what King David said. Or rather than seeing what Dr. Phil thinks about this, or who's the guy that has all the weirdos on? Mort? Is that what somebody said? Well, which one? You know, where they come on and they're testing to see if, are you the daddy of the baby? All this crazy stuff, and they start fighting. Now, that one's interesting to watch because you never know when a good fight's going to break out. But we look to so many different things to find out what we could easily turn to the Word of God and find. The Word of God is a lamp to our feet. It's a light to our pathway. The psalmist said this, Your word gives me understanding. This word builds faith. This word builds courage. This word builds strength. So I would encourage you to take the Word of God and let it become a daily supplement. I love what the psalmist said. He said, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. The Word of God is so vitally important to the strength and the sustenance of our spirit man. Another supplement I would encourage you to take is the church, the body of Christ. That inner man within us needs the strength and relationships that are found in the church. It's where your inner man finds healing and repair. I don't know if you know what happens when you are weightlifting, but in order for muscle to grow, you have to tear that muscle down. In fact, I came across an interesting article, and it said this: after a workout, the body repairs or replaces damaged muscle fibers through a cellular process where it fuses muscle fibers together to form new muscle protein strands or myofibrils. These repaired myofibrils increase in thickness and number to create muscle hypertrophy, which is growth. So in other words, for your muscles to grow, you have to strain that muscle so that it tears a little bit. And I'm not talking about tearing your ACL, but it tears a little bit, and then the body rushes in with protein and begins to rebuild that muscle. And as it rebuilds that muscle, it causes that muscle to grow some. So what was it that Rocky was told? No pain, no gain. You have to tear the muscle down and put the supplements in your body so that the natural muscle begins to grow and develop. It's the same way with your inner man. In order for the inner man to grow, the inner being within you that Paul referred to, the place that it happens best is in church. Let me tell you what the Bible says. In Ephesians 4, 15 and 16, so now think about this. How the body builds muscle. The body builds muscle by straining that muscle so that muscle shreds some, and then the body begins to send protein into that muscle so that that muscle fiber begins to rebuild and the muscle begins to grow. Listen to what Paul says about the church. Ephesians 4, 15 and 16. But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. Colossians 2, verse 19. Holding fast to the head, who is Christ, from whom the entire body, being supplied and held together by the joints and ligaments, grows with a growth which is from God. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and 25, let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Now, just listen to three phrases from those passages of Scripture. From Ephesians 4, verse 15 and 16, he says, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up. In Colossians chapter 2, he says we are to hold fast to the head. In Hebrews chapter 10, how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds. You don't find that at a bar. You don't find that on the couch. You don't find that flipping through the television. You find that when we come together to worship and we begin to share what's going on in our lives and we begin to speak the truth in love to each other and we realize that I am worshiping together with people who don't necessarily believe everything I believe and they don't necessarily see the things the way that I see them and their opinion may differ from me, but we are the body of Christ and so we grow together. It's when I find that I'm gathering together with other believers and we're sharing pain and joy and heartache and disappointment and faith, That kind of growth is found in living and loving and working and sharing and believing and giving with others. Other people who are having their own struggles. To me, that's the beauty of the church, is that we can differ regarding, you know, regarding politics, or we can differ regarding health, or we can differ regarding what we ought to do and shouldn't do. But we are the body, and we speak the truth in love to each other. And in doing so, we grow up because we're stimulating one another to good deeds and to good works. That comes from the body of Christ. When the body of Christ comes together and we find that we're worshiping together and our worship is not being dictated by our age, it's not being dictated by our gender, it's not being dictated by whether we're on the right or in the left or in the middle, it's not dictated by any of those things. It is dictated by the cross and by the fact that what brings us together is the love of God and the love of each other. A third supplement is prayer. In prayer, I learned that growth can be a painful process. You know, when I was reading you the little writing about this high-tech protein Tech 4 that has all these wonderful ingredients that cause all these things, wonderful things to take place in your body, let me say this. You can go to the vitamin shop or GNC or to Gold's or Premier or any gym that you want to, and you can buy up all the protein bars they have, and you can go home and just stack them up and then sit on your couch and eat protein bars all day long, and what you will gain will not be muscle. They're not designed to take the place of that exercise. They're not designed to take the place of the pain that comes from exercise. Supplements are designed to assist your body's growth and to assist your body's development, not to take full charge of the process. And so it is with prayer. Prayer reminds me that it is not about me. Paul said this in Romans chapter 15, verse 30. Now I urge you, brethren, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to strive. Do you hear that word? To strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. I love how the New International Version put it. I urge you, brothers and sisters, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to join me in my struggle by praying to God for me. You know, every Sunday morning we open it up and we say, if there's any praise reports, we'd like to hear them, and then we're going to take prayer requests, just like we did this morning. And we hear of people who are sick, and we hear of people who are facing surgery, and we hear of people who are grieving over a loss. We hear of all the struggles that people around us are going through. And then there are some things that we don't even mention out loud. We just acknowledge them by lifting up our hands. And when we do that, I always think, you know, these are the things that are so dear and so near and so painful that we're not even sure how to express it. So we're just lifting up our hands to the Lord and to each other and just saying, I've got a big need and I need a lot of prayer and a big God. And that's what Paul is saying. He said that when we come together in prayer, we're recognizing that we are surrounded by people who have their own struggles. And that my struggle is not the only struggle. My pain is not the only pain. What I'm facing, I'm not the only one facing a situation in life. That there are other people who are hurting. That there are other people who have broken relationships. There are other people who have concerns. There are other people who have children that they're not in contact with. There are other people who have situations going on at their jobs that they don't know what to do. There are other people who are grieving a loss. There are other people who are walking through something and they're not sure how it's going to turn out. They're anxious about it. There are other people who are experiencing some of the same things in life that I'm experiencing. And when we come together to pray, it gives us the opportunity to join in their struggle. Not just my struggle, but their struggle. But prayer reminds me of something else. Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27, Paul says, "In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with God's will." That part of the Lord's Prayer where Jesus is praying and He says, "Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." When I come together in prayer, when I come to the place of prayer, I understand that the Holy Spirit is within me and He is seeking to guide me as to what to pray for, how to pray. And I love how Paul put this, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with God's will. There is someone in me who knows God's will in my situation. There is someone living in me who knows God's will for my life. There is someone living in me who knows who I'm going to meet this afternoon, who knows the situation that I'm going to face this afternoon, who knows that I may be driving down a road and someone coming toward me that is inebriated. God already sees all of that. And there are times in my prayer life that you know, I go through the things that I want to pray for. Lord, I pray for my marriage. I pray for our children. I pray for our grandchildren. I pray for our family at Pisgah. I pray for my job. I pray for Sherry at her job. I pray for this coming up and that coming up. But then there are times that I just stop after I get through with my little list of things that I want God to fix and do for me. And I just stop and I say, "Now, Lord, what do you want me to pray about? I've prayed about the things I want to pray about. Is there anything that you want me to pray about? Is there anyone that you want me to pray about that's not on my top 10 list?" And then I just listen and wait. And sometimes a name will pop into my brain and I say, "Okay, Lord, I want to pray for so-and-so. I don't know what they're facing. I don't know what they're going through, but I just want to lift them up in prayer to you today." Because the Holy Spirit in me knows the will of God for me. You know, each week during this series, at the end of it, I have challenged you. Week one, when we introduced this series, I challenged you to focus on strengthening your inner man. Week two's message was titled, "Pushing Through," and I challenge you to be willing to make sacrifices. Week three was titled, "Building Your Core," and the challenge was to walk in love. Last week's message was titled, "It's All in Your Mind," and the challenge was to ask the Holy Spirit to renew our minds, to change our mindsets. This is the final Sunday in this series. And here's the challenge. Begin taking your daily supplements. Let this year be a year in which you and I emphasize the importance of the Word of God, the body of Christ, and prayer. What might happen in our lives if those three supplements were introduced to our spirit man? What might happen in this church? What might happen in this community If we begin to say, there are three supplements that I think are vitally important to my spirit life: prayer, assembling together with fellow believers, and the Word of God. I want to encourage you to take that last challenge with me. Heavenly Father, I thank you that Paul tells us that the outer man, this body of flesh, is deteriorating. In fact, he said it gets weaker and weaker. It's only temporary. He used the word decaying. But then he said the inner man is getting renewed day by day. He's told us that we're to focus on that which is eternal, not that which is temporary. And I pray, Father, that we would be focused upon that which is eternal, that we would be focused upon that inner man, that part of us that will live forever. When this body is placed in a grave, that inner man is still going to continue to live. And I pray, Father, that as long as we are in this life, we would keep our focus upon that which is eternal. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.